everyone. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Pranava Joy. My name is Diana Spies, and it's great to have you here again for another piece of this journey where we are working on creating space in our life for more joy. The last couple episodes, I've gone over the beginning R's, what we call the 8 R's of meditation. Reminding you all that meditation is not something where we need to be sitting still in a cross-legged position, not doing anything. As a matter of fact, meditation can be our entire existence, starting with remembering that we have lots of choices. We have this amazing gift that we call free will. And when our life is starting to feel burdensome or the stressors are starting to get to a point where we're feeling dis-ease from them, we can remember that we have choices, all kinds of choices. We can choose how we breathe. We can choose our perceptions. We can choose how we're holding ourselves in our body. Once we start to practice this concept of remembering, we can move towards a state of rest and relaxation. And again, that can be from how we hold ourselves in our body, how we are choosing to breathe in any given moment, how we are looking at things that are being presented to us. Once we remember, make choices in how we are breathing, how we are holding our body, how we are looking at things, what starts to happen next is a state of restoration. And this state is so important. And what I've often found in my career that so many people find themselves trying to make things happen, that they forget that the essence of our being, all of our vital organs, everything that runs who we are, does not need us to make them work. It is innate. It is a design in our being that has driven every form of life force that we know. And without restoration, all of these important processes that are the essence of life force, they just can't happen. To put it in basic terms, to start to explore this concept of restoring, the process of sleep is a perfect example. And if we are not getting adequate sleep, and I don't mean just time that our eyes are closed and that we're out, I mean adequate sleep based on circadian rhythm, allowing for enough deep sleep, what most of us know as the delta state of sleep, then our vital organs cannot restore. They can't repair. They can't do all of the hundreds of things that need to be done so that in our waking hours, they can function for us the way that they are designed to. That's just a bigger example, but in our daily lives, with remembering and then remembering the choices we have, choosing how we are in our body, choosing how we look at things, choosing how we breathe, we start to bring a state of relaxation and rest, and then restoration can just naturally happen. And it's trying to. We, over a long period of time, we build up these states of being. Our liver can become clogged, cellular inflammation, prohibiting nutrient uptake. So many different processes that have just backed up. And when I explain this to people, especially for the first time, I use the analogy of our work life. We all have experienced a time in our work life where people stop coming at us, we're sitting in our office alone, we're in our space by ourselves, and we can get caught up. We can restore our job back to a state where we feel like we are caught up. Everything then looks different. or around the house. When the family isn't coming through and dirty clothes and shoes and mud and pets and things like that aren't coming through the house and it's just us there alone, we can restore the house to a state of cleanliness, order, well-being. The state of restoration, this process, has to be in place for us. And most especially right now, with what's going on in our world, it's really important that we work on whether it's a good full night's sleep or moments of restoration. In just a very short period of time, if practiced well, we can do a lot of restoring. This is where the concept of a 20-minute power nap comes in. Not going into deep sleep, but going into the theta brainwave state, where we are very deeply relaxed. Our body feels the state of calm, restfulness, no sense of urgency. Our being is safe. It is relaxed in a chair. It is relaxed lying on the floor. And immediately our trillions of cells will pick up on that frequency of safety and start to get a whole bunch of things done for us. Repair, renew, rebuild, take oxygen where it's needed, heal up things that need to be healed, take toxins out of the body that don't belong. They basically say, so to speak, thank you for stepping out of the way for just a moment so we can take care of all of this for you. It's like that scene in Jerry Maguire, help me, help you. That is how they are programmed. That is how they are wired. And I say this to my clients all the time. If there is a state of dis-ease, whether it is on the physical plane of our body or a state of dis-ease, we have to remember the programming is actually set to repair and restore. So my question then, what are we doing to get in the way of that? That's where our power sits. Again, we can look around. We can look at our choices. We can see what we are putting in place that's stopping the state of restoration and repair. We have to remember the drive of nature, everyone. It is designed to rebuild anew. Every season, the trees, the plants, the soil, animals, constantly our body, new cells being born all the time while other ones are dying. So we're constantly renewing and repairing. We really just need to recognize how important it is and to set up a platform that allows for it, meaning pausing, choosing, resting, and then it just happens. Many people say to me, I don't think that I can meditate. I don't think I could sit still that long. We don't have to. We can be meditating with open eyes. A conscious awareness can still be present, the state of alpha, sitting on a balcony or sitting on a deck overlooking water with a warm cup of tea and a blanket on a cool evening and just watching the sunset and feeling this deep state of ease. That can be meditation. Going for a walk in the park and just taking time to witness all of life around us. That can be meditation. Candle gazing can be meditation. A nice warm bath with salts and essential oils, that can be a meditation. We can be sitting still. We can be practicing pranayama, conscious breathing. We could be lying down. That can also be meditation. There are just as many ways to practice meditation as there are to work with our physical body. But the main part that has to be in place is this ability to get to a state of restoration. Even if our exercise programs, even though we're trying to help our body. But if we are breaking it down too far, if we are pushing it too hard, it can't keep up. It's like a conveyor belt at a factory or a UPS. Just because we're putting the boxes on the belt and sending them down, we think we're going to be more efficient if we pick up the speed of the belt. But if the cells on the other side, if the humans on the other side can't keep up, we're not in a state of balance. Restoration takes time. Exercise science tells us this. We exercise, we strength train, we break down the muscle fibers, but they need time to restore, to repair. If I work out a certain muscle group today, fatigue it, it takes 48 to 72 hours for those microscopic tears to repair and rebuild and restore. If we keep pounding on top of that, it's going to bring the body to a state of breakdown that it cannot repair. Plus, we have our life on top of that. This process of restoration is so important. It is priceless. It is the essence of allowing us to continue to live. And we need to find ways in our life to set this up. And right now, again, with what's going on in our journey around the globe, this is so important. Many of us are pushing ourselves to the brink. Many of us are home, not nearly as active as we usually are. Some of us are getting outside more. Some of us are getting outside less. Balance. Balance. Each of us needs to look at our own journey and decide what will bring me balance. Remember, we have choices. And someone like me or other professionals in this world, we're here to help each individual find his or her own balance. One formula does not work the same for everyone. I often joke about this in meditation. I ask my group or I ask my clients, are you aspiring to be a monk? My mentor, Lauren, will say the same thing. No, I get the answer, no. It's very rare that I come across someone who's aspiring to be a monk. Then that is not the process of meditation that we need to implement for you. But what are you aspiring for? Are you not sleeping well? Is your nervous system hyperwired? Does everything look so overwhelming? Then we need more restoration time. Are you on the couch too much? Are you having a hard time getting up and moving? Then maybe your meditation needs to be with a little bit more activity. Depends. Maybe this couch energy is based on not sleeping well at night. And why is that? Again, each individual, bio-individuality. We have stressors on the outside. We have stressors on the inside. As a health coach, a functional health coach, we look at the gut. We look at the inside to see where stressors are there that aren't allowing for restoration. We also look at stressors on the outside. Balancing. Very important. So what can you do in your journey to find moments to allow for restoration? It takes honesty with ourselves. Are we pushing ourselves too hard? Is the body becoming rigid, stiff, immobile, painful, achy? Or are we not moving enough? Is the body becoming weak, atrophied? We have to be honest with ourselves. And then remember, we have choices. And how we participate in our own life is what's going to bring about whether or not we are supporting the natural process or hindering it. I encourage you, take a journal, be honest with yourself. You have it in you, just like any other being on this planet. Be honest with yourself. How can you place time in your day for moments of restoration? It might be 5 minutes. It might be 10 minutes. It might be 15 minutes. It might be an entire hour. Pause. When you feel the state of dis-ease, discomfort in your being, pause. Remember. Decide to hold your body differently. Let your shoulders be soft. Sit down, lay down, whatever it takes. Take a moment, rest, relax, and allow for restoration. Allow for this downtime. Give your cells a chance to do what they're designed to do for you. Help them help you. Please remember, this is not something that you have to make happen. It's something that we allow to happen. Step out of the way so that your body, your being can do what it's designed to do for you. If you're questioning, why do I keep feeling this way? Why is my body not moving the way it should? Remember, it is designed to repair. You cut your finger. You don't have to tell it how to do the fixing part. We just clean it, step out of the way, don't bother the cut. It will restore it for you. So many processes in the body are just the same. Stop putting things in your body that cause inflammation. Stop pushing your body until the brink. We don't need to do that to be healthy. As a matter of fact, proven. Be active. Do not go to the brink of exhaustion. After a workout, we should feel invigorated, empowered, energized, but calm. If we feel fried, cooked, exhausted, if we eat and then we have to sit in a chair and take a nap and our stomach feels bloated, that is not what nutrition and movement with the body are designed to bring about if we are in balance. Remember, you have a power like no other animal on this planet. You get to choose. Rest, relax, and allow for restoration. Now more than ever. This journey that we're on, the world as a whole, the virus that we are working to stabilize and save lives, it's giving us all a reason to pause and remember. This can be a very empowering time for us if we harness it and look at it for the gift that it could be. Remember, we have choices. Remember, states of relaxation and rest allow for restoration. And what does that mean specifically for you? And me, and him, and her, it's all different. I love when people reach out to me and ask me questions. I love working with clients one-on-one because then we get to look so deeply at their journey. Books are phenomenal. Hearing about other people's journeys, phenomenal. We get to learn from each other. But in the end, what do you need? And it can be different on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this Monday, next Monday, a month from now, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's going to change. And what's so wonderful about holistic and integrative modalities is there's so many tools in the belt. This is one of the reasons why for 30 years I've studied so many different techniques. There are so many tools to work with. Again, sometimes we need to get a little bit more physical in our body to get blood pumping and energy flowing. Sometimes we need the body to rest, lie down, be supported by the earth. Sometimes we need to be around the fire element more, sometimes the earth element, sometimes the water element. Sometimes we just need to remember that we can choose how we breathe and to let a full exhale out. But we have this beautiful choice, and as we keep making it over and over and over again, we create more space for joy. Joy encompasses everything, and we become clearer. Who am I? What am I designed for on this journey? What lights me up? What leaves me feeling so excited to take on a task? That doesn't mean there's no work. That doesn't mean that we're not going to get tired from it, but we look forward to that work. It's the difference between a full day's work and forgetting that we didn't eat lunch because we were so enthralled with what we were doing versus a full day's work. And by the end, we just cannot conceptualize going back to it again. When we take time to remember, to rest, to relax, to restore, the signals are clearer. What works for me? And just because someone else is doing something different, that doesn't mean that I'm failing. We're not designed to be the same. My white cells are different from my red cells, are different from my platelets, are different from my fibroblast cells, are different from my skin, my nails, my bones, my liver, my kidneys. They are all living tissue. They are all different. They should not ever try to want to be the same because I need them all. And when we give ourselves time to repair, restore, renew, rest, relax, we come out of fight or flight. All of these signals from all of these beautiful living tissues in our body become clearer. And then when we take our steps forward in life, the next best step at any given moment, we learn to trust the process. It's like when I cut my finger, I trust the process. I know innately that the blood coming out is a cleansing process. And then the skin sealing up with the scab is part of the closing off process for healing to happen. I trust that. Everything in life can present itself to us just like that. Remember to allow yourself time for rest and relaxation, even if it's a brief moment. And allow for restoration. Allow for it. I so enjoy sharing these podcasts with you. Please, please reach out to me if you have any questions. I wish you nothing but joy, peace, and all of the beautiful things that this journey brings. Namaste.